Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of English Creek by Ivan Doig, narrated by Scott Sowers and directed by Rob Grannis. The author opens with a quote from Miss Rose Gordon. You gotta make your way in this old pig iron world. And now, English Creek.
Chapter 1 From the Grove On Weekly Gleaner, June 1st. This time of year, the report from the dust counties in the northeastern part of the state customarily has it that Lady Godiva could ride through the streets there without even the horse seeing her. But this spring's rains are said to have thinned the air sufficiently to give the steed a glimpse. That month of June swam into the Two Medicine Country. In my life, until then, I had never seen the side hills come so green, the coulees stay so spongy with runoff. The right amount of wet evidently could sweeten the universe. Already, my father, on his first high patrols, had encountered cow elk drifting up and across the Continental Divide to their calving grounds on the west side. They, and the grass and the wild hay meadows and the benchland alfalfa, all were a good 3 weeks ahead of season, which of course accounted for the fresh mood everywhere across the two. As is always said, spring rain in range country is as if halves of $10 bills are being handed around, with the other halves promised at shipping time. And so, in the English Creek sheepmen, what few cowmen were left along Noon Creek and elsewhere, the out-east farmers, the storekeepers of Grove On, our Forest Service people.